It seems like we just celebrated Easter of 2010, at least to me. But here we are, entering into the most solemn and holy days to which the celebration of our faith in the beautiful liturgy brings us. Two very brief points. Our Holy Father this morning, speaking especially to the young people of the world, because World Youth Day, of course, was begun by Pope John Paul the Great on Palm Sunday, and that remains World Youth Day in Italy. So in a special way, speaking to the youth this morning, the Holy Father said, "What is this Hosanna in the highest all about?" And he said, it's not about a beautiful ceremony simply into which we enter once a year. Hosanna in the highest, translated more fully, Hosanna in the highest heaven, is a map for the journey of Holy Week. The most important part of a map is the destination, because otherwise you can't get the directions. And the destination is none other than heaven. Hosanna in the highest heaven. That's where we're going. And it's interesting, too, that Jesus, when he's asked about his own identity, "Who are you?" he says, "You will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven." Heaven is what Holy Week and Easter are all about. That's our final destination. And so we ask, how real is heaven? The Holy Father made the point that this is a perfect way to talk about Holy Week for young people, because young people figuratively want to fly. They want to leave aside all limitation and fly. And there's something noble in that human spirit, as it is embodied especially in youth. I want to fly too. But at our age, that is my age, it costs more. The young people have all kinds of ideas about how they can fly. And the Holy Father says, what keeps someone from flying to heaven? The gravity, the force of gravity of our sin and our weakness that pulls us down. That's why our hopes to fly, especially with young people, are so often disappointed hopes. We want to fly, but the force of gravity pulls us down. And the Holy Father gives a clear solution to that: humility. Humility means not being pulled down by sin and weakness, but rather voluntarily, freely pulling ourselves down by humility. And you notice in the opening prayer, humility is the theme. In the second reading, the humility of obedience is the theme. In the preface before the Holy, 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 and the Hosanna in the highest, humility is the theme. Pulling ourselves down in a spiritual way, taking away the force of gravity the force of weakness and sin, from taking away the power of weakness and sin to pull us down. We pull ourselves down by humility, which is embodied in obedience. As we listen to the Passion, there are so many elements there. Let's think just for a moment about Peter in light of what the Holy Father had to say. Jesus said, "All of you will run away from me. All of you. You'll leave me quite alone." The Word of God Himself. And what does Peter say? "Not me. The whole rest of the world might abandon you, but not me. I'll die for you." So Peter rejects humility right to Jesus' face and says, "Whatever they all do, leave it up to me," the one who was to be the chief of the apostles. And then Jesus says, "Oh, you will stand up, huh? You'll deny me 3 times before the cock crows." Peter fails to pull himself down in humility. He fails to humble himself. And so the gravity of his own weakness and sin, that force of gravity, pull him down when he denies Jesus 3 times. We should think about how fragile we are because of that force of gravity. Our will is weak. Peter was stating wonderful intentions. "Even if everybody else in the world abandons you, not me." That was a glorious, highfalutin intention on Peter's part. Peter didn't have the will to match his intention. Human beings are loaded with good intentions of every sort. Every couple on the day of their marriage intends it to be the marriage made in heaven. I've never seen such beautiful intentions. But is the will strong enough to match the intention? In Peter's case, it wasn't. That's why Jesus was raised from the dead, to heal our will, so that heaven would be within reach. So today, let's reflect on that beautiful desire we all have to fly to heaven. That's our destination for Holy Week. Let's be realistic, especially making a good confession, about the force of gravity, the sin and the weakness that pull us down. And to conquer that force of gravity, let us pull ourselves down by freely chosen humility, the humility that comes from obedience. Only if we accept the cross of humility and obedience do we get the glory of those who fly off to heaven in the end. Praised be Jesus Christ.